Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Intermediate English podcast. It's great to have you with us today.
It's great to be back with you all, Michael. I'm really looking forward to our topic today. It's something I think many of our listeners will relate to.
Absolutely. I wonder if our listeners have ever stared at their closet for 10 minutes, wondering what to wear, and then felt completely drained before the day even started? Or maybe they've spent half an hour scrolling through Netflix just to pick a movie, only to end up watching nothing?
Oh, I know that feeling all too well. That sensation of being overwhelmed by too many choices is actually a very common and real thing. It's called decision fatigue.
And today, we're going to dive into this topic. We'll be talking about battling decision fatigue in everyday choices to help make your daily life a little easier and hopefully less stressful.
That's right. We'll explore what decision fatigue is in more detail and then share some simple, practical strategies that you can start using right away to manage it, and hopefully less stressful.
So, let's start by understanding what this concept, decision fatigue, actually means. What exactly is it?
In simple terms, decision fatigue is the idea that making too many decisions, even small ones, over a short period can really wear down our mental energy. It's like our brain has a limited battery for making choices, and each decision uses up a little bit of that battery.
That's a great way to put it. Our brain gets tired, just like our muscles do after exercise.
Exactly. Think about your typical morning, for example. You wake up and immediately start making choices. What clothes to pick out, what to eat for breakfast, which route to take to work or school, how to reply to an email, or even which coffee cup to use.
Each of these is a small decision, right? They might seem tiny on their own, but they really add up quickly throughout the day.
They certainly do. By the time you get to the afternoon or evening, when you might need to make a really important decision, like a financial choice or a big work decision, your brain might feel too tired to focus clearly.
That's the impact. When we're mentally fatigued from all these small choices, we're more likely to make impulsive choices, meaning we decide quickly without thinking properly.
Or, just as bad, we might put off decisions altogether, or even completely avoid making any choice at all. This can make daily tasks feel much harder than they should.
It's like running a mental marathon for your brain, even if you're just sitting at your desk all day. It uses up a lot of energy.
It really does. But the good news is, there are ways to manage it. So let's move on to our first set of strategies.
One really powerful strategy to fight decision fatigue is to simply make fewer decisions in the first place. How can we do this? By what we call pre-deciding, or by creating consistent routines.
That's a fantastic point. If you don't have to decide something in the moment, you save that mental energy. For instance, you can decide what you'll wear the night before you go to bed.
Yes, or even better, plan your meals for the entire week on Sunday. This means when Monday morning comes, you don't have to spend precious mental energy choosing breakfast, lunch, or dinner. It's already decided.
Precisely. Think about people who have a default breakfast, like always eating oatmeal or scrambled eggs every weekday. They never have to think about it.
Or people who wear a kind of uniform to work, like Steve Jobs with his famous black turtleneck. It sounds like a small detail, but it actually frees up mental energy for much more important things.
These small routines and pre-decisions can make a huge difference. Even something like having a specific time you always check your emails, say at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., can help.
That way, you're not constantly asking yourself, should I check my email now or maybe in 5 minutes? That question itself uses up a tiny bit of your decision-making power.
Exactly. You're taking those small, repetitive choices off your plate. This leads us to our next set of strategies.
Our third key point is about further reducing unnecessary choices or finding ways to automate them completely.
This is where we look at things we can just remove from our decision-making process. For instance, if you're shopping online, instead of looking at 50 different items, try to limit your options.
You could use filters to narrow your search. Maybe only look at the top 5 or 10 items that fit your needs. Don't let yourself scroll endlessly through hundreds of options.
And then there's automation. This is about setting things up so you don't even have to think about them. For instance, setting up recurring bill payments means you never have to decide when to pay this bill every month. It just happens automatically.
Or using a subscription service for certain products you regularly buy, like coffee or cleaning supplies. You don't have to remember to reorder them or choose a brand each time.
The goal of all these strategies, whether it's creating routines, pre-deciding, limiting options, or automating, is to move those less important daily decisions to autopilot.
That's right. So you have more energy and mental space for the truly important stuff, like perhaps learning English or focusing on your main goals. It frees up a lot of mental resources.
Exactly. When you reduce the number of small daily decisions you have to make, you gain mental clarity and energy. This means you have more capacity for the bigger, more impactful choices in your life.
So, to wrap up, decision fatigue is a real thing, and it affects everyone. But the good news is, by understanding it and using practical strategies, you can save a lot of mental energy.
Yes, and the key strategies we talked about today include creating routines, making decisions in advance, limiting your options when faced with too many choices, and automating tasks whenever possible.
We really encourage all of you to pick just one of these strategies this week. Maybe try planning your outfits for the next few days, or decide on your meals for the whole week.
See how it feels. You might be surprised at how much mental space and energy you gain just by taking a few small daily decisions off your plate.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of our Intermediate English Podcast. We hope you found these tips helpful for your daily life and that they make your days a little smoother.
Join us next time for another interesting topic.
Goodbye for now. See you next time.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.